I'm Sam Stokes, and let's talk about building a spooky haunted house in as simple a process as we possibly can using parts laying around the house. Yes, that's right. You may be able to demonstrate your capabilities of using all those electronic parts that are laying about on your house that people are complaining about that you never do anything. This is quick, clean, and works out very nicely. Okay, Halloween's about doing things on the cheap. So just use that basic stuff from other projects to spice up the static Halloween statue or whatever you have. And in this 5-minute video, we're going to use an Arduino Nano, two LEDs, no resistors, and a few other components, but that's it. A glue gun is required. Okay. Now, let's take a look at the software. Yippee. Okay. The software uses the example basic blink in the Arduino CC, Arduino IDE. And but we add another LED and we initialize the LEDs with 2 and 3. These represent the digital pins 2 and digital pins 3, not the actual pin number on the device, of course. This is the device will point out where the D2 and D3 is. This code will work as written. The INO file that comes with this video is also correct. You would copy one side, the left side, and then copy the right side all into the same Arduino file. Let's put it together. Okay. Now we're going to put it together. This project can be completed without solder, and just add a dab of hot glue on your connections to help them hold. No solder required. You may have to twist wires and with your hand or a pair of pliers, but that's about it. For ground, as an example, on your LEDs here, the two blue LEDs connect at the cathode, and the Nano only has two grounds. One of them has to be used for power, unless you're powering it from the USB. If that's the case, then you can just connect one ground to each of the two grounds. Okay, so then you use your glue gun, and you can see our little ghost helping us make this neat connection here. You would do this at each one of the connections, and it'd be quite helpful in making sure your display doesn't fall apart. So your installation and software, as you can see here, the it can look a little sloppy on the backside, but just make sure none of the wires show through the doors unless, you know, maybe you have a ghost hanging from them or something. So you can see that the Arduino Nano kind of hangs out there. If you're using an Uno, that might be a little harder to hide. And the base here is where I put the Nano along with the power supply, which is just three 1.5 volt batteries to create a 4.5 volt system. Use your hot glue and carefully put things where they look good. If they don't look good, then just take them off and put them someplace else. So this is a very basic project, and in some other projects that we'll be talking about, you'll be able to incorporate this into creating sounds using an 8-ohm speaker, as well as hopefully an ultrasonic detection system. So I hope this has been helpful. The parts that you need to have are two blue LEDs. If you don't have two blue LEDs, then you need two LEDs with the appropriate resistor. Now remember, lower resistance means they're brighter. Same thing with the blue LEDs, so you may need to add resistors, but you can also do it by programming to control the light output of the LEDs. Placement's very important. You want to make sure it looks a little spooky. You may not use two LEDs. You may just use one, or you may want to add another one. You can look at the code and see how to do that. You'd add it maybe to digital pin 4, add something to your Arduino software to do that, and everything should work out. So I hope you have fun with this and really show people that you have been using your Uno and having some fun with it, and I think the display will look really good in your home. Thank you very much. This is Sam Stokes, over and out.